The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Things that are going on here. Another hour. Good day. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my friends, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, Rich McFadden, Tara Schillen, computer team working. I have a person in the studio here working on my computers because they're not functioning well. And as it happens, this fellow, the computer, his name is Vinny, and he comes from Tennessee.
Is he your cousin? So
right. He isn't. Well, he might. Yeah, I mean,
say "ayo" and see what he does.
Ayo, to smile.
Cousin Vinny, yo.
Hey, he though from where he is, he's got different computer terms that he uses. For example, backup, as it applies to a computer for him. What do you do when you run across a skunk in the woods?
Excuse me, Doug Steffen. This is the 80s calling, and we'd like our words back, please. Computer terminology like backup. Ooh.
A barcode.
Love you.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, prove it then. All right, so let's get to... thank you, I thought I... What do you mean? All right, here's something that's...
You got a whole list of these, too, Jim.
I know. There's a new one called Mouth.
Okay. Did you hear that? Stop. That was trash can talking.
Okay. Floppy disk.
Vinny's just left. So let's be more contemporary, okay, Roberta? You can side with me on this. I'm trying to be. I have to be nice to Roberta because I was not nice to her before. XOXO.
You got called out on it.
That means XOXO. What does that mean?
Hugs and kisses.
Jennifer?
Hugs and kisses, or it's also a brand of shoes and clothing for women.
Really?
That's true, yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Huh. All right. This, according to. The latest, this is not the old school, Jennifer, this is the new school, where there are definitions for various things that we use all the time, like LOL, interpreting mm-hmm. some of the email sign-offs. XOXO, I know that it's been used lovingly for me, because I'm sure that the intended meant to send hugs and kisses to me. But apparently it's intended to convey light affection. You shouldn't take it for anything more. The standard.
It's not like somebody wants to jump your bones if they send that.
No, that's what XOX is about. XOX is for that. Yes. Yep. That's what supposedly it is.
Wouldn't know.
No, I wouldn't take it that way. You want me to XOX you later, Rich?
Yeah.
Make you feel good.
Thank you.
XO, when you lean in to kiss somebody, and then you want... That's nice. And the XO is like, hugs and kisses are supposedly two X's.
Where are you getting this from?
I have a Huffington Post article in front of me, Richie. Now that you asked me, thank you very much. It is from the New Yorker magazine.
Hmm.
I happen to frequent intelligent magazines.
Too much
like
stress, that. Man, having to remember all of this lingo now.
All right.
Texting lingo.
Let's talk about the D.C. madam. Then, one out of three.
Still around?
The lawyer who represented the D.C. madam has released the names of 174 groups, including people who work for the FBI, the IRS, and the United States State Department that use...
And lots of Wall Streeters, by the way.
Yes,
yeah.
Right. He says he can use categories, but he still can't reveal the individual clients. The fellow's name is Montgomery Sibley. He listed entities that he says use Deborah Palfy's services. Among those named were executives from Lockheed Martin, Price Waterhouse. He has the information from a subpoena of phone numbers that they used when the D.C. madam was on trial. My God, how long ago was that?
2007, I think it was.
Didn't she commit suicide?
No, I don't think so.
No, I thought she did. Anyway, but they can't. So the reason that I think this is important, it isn't because of the private companies, because I think that's something that is, you know, I don't want to say you kind of expect it, but you kind of do expect it. But for the FBI and the IRS and people that are employees of government to be involved in this outwardly, the wonder always is, are they using my tax money to get a hold of these people where they spend their time? Didn't we find that to be the case with the Secret Service last year when they were partying and getting into all kinds of trouble?
Yeah.
But it was our tax. I mean, I don't care what they do, but I don't want them using my money to pay for it. Am I the only one who thinks that? Why is it that we think that this is A-okay to do this? Oh, yeah, it's fun. They got to go have some fun, let off some steam.
Well, if you're not inviting me, I don't want to pay for it, right?
Oh, I see, yeah.
You know what, Doug? She did commit suicide. It looks like she hanged herself.
Yeah, that's what I thought she had.
But I'm looking at a website right now, and they're not so sure. And now I'm starting to remember.
She was done away with.
Really? Yeah, she may have been done away with because she hanged herself in her mother's backyard's shed.
Really?
Oh.
Not exactly. We'd look for her first. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, wanted to bring that to everybody's attention.
Among her reported clients were Senator John McCain, Senator Vitter, and Dick Morris.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So how about we ask...
Former Vice President Dick Cheney.
Well, that's no surprise. How about we call Meghan McCain's radio program tonight, and we ask her what she thinks about that.
How well? Wow.
They say that if you can't say anything nice, you shouldn't say anything at all. But let's just let this be enough.
Yeah, this is some, you know.
Somebody's trying to whoop this up for some reason.
Website.
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, they're fun once in a while. It's 13 past the hour. Hopefully, you're having fun. I know that I have given over because my friends who are here working with me have had fun at my expense so far today on a number of occasions. And you see how well I'm taking it? I'm sitting up straight in my chair. My shoulders are broad, and I'm ready. So if you feel like you need to take advantage of me, Rich, Jennifer, Roberta, to make yourself feel better or feel bigger, help yourself. I can take it. 14 past the hour, and good day.
Okay. There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS.
The kitchen, that's home. I know that's like my grandma cooked, my mom cooked. I cook. Chocolate bread pudding and souffles and banana bread. I make a lot of banana bread because the baby likes bananas. We always have bananas in the house.
Home means something different to everyone. With millions of homes for sale or rent on Zillow, whatever home means to you, Zillow can help you find it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from plant stem cell technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email that say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Eggs are back. But what about that side of bacon and glob of butter on your toast? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Confused? Welcome to the club. Fortunately, new dietary guidelines are catching up to the latest research. And longtime food felon, the egg, has been given a pardon. Cholesterol in general has been given a bad rap. Dr. Robert Eckel, who served on the panel that wrote the guidelines, told me why the change in thinking.
The evidence that we pursued did not provide convincing evidence that the consumption of cholesterol, independent of the consumption of saturated fats, was harmful.
He added that saturated fats still need to be restricted because they increase bad cholesterol, which can lead to heart disease. What does this mean when you're hungry? Eggs are okay, and cholesterol in general is not a concern. But sorry, bacon and butter are still on the chopping block.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program from the medical department, or some version of it, the Zika virus, and all of the notices, all of the information, all the scare tactics, all of the stuff. Is there something to it? Yep. But there's a way. Richie has explained his wife's circumstance. This is just another play for somebody to make a lot of money in the drug world when you can buy these little DEET strips that you put on as wristbands.
The rubber bracelets that are mosquito repellents.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. The conversation is over. Yeah. The conversation's over. We're getting everybody worked up.
You go to Amazon, you spend $10, and you get 20 bands, and you wear one on each wrist, and you're fine.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go.
I'm telling you guys, the other day, I'm sitting at my desk, and all of a sudden, my phone goes, and starts vibrating, and I look down, and there's a news alert, like the ones they send me when there's like a flash flood or an Amber alert. And it's about the Zika virus, worse than originally thought. I mean, yeah, it's a big news story. It's something to think about. But to actually interrupt people's cell phones for it, it's sort of crazy.
Two of my wife's cousins in Colombia have had the Zika. And they said it was a light flu.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
A little pain.
Unless you're pregnant. That's it. If you're pregnant, it's a real problem. If you're not, it's just another swat on your wrist.
They have a few cases of the people not being pregnant where it affects their nervous system, but so far it's minuscule.
You know, it's really interesting. Have you ever read The Tree of Life, the Darwin book? Have you ever checked that out? Okay. So in the Tree of Life, I've been back and forth. When I was younger, I believed in evolution, and then I believed in other, the people that come here from other planets and all that other stuff that we talk about from time to time. But in the Tree of Life, there's a diagram of living things. What do you think the most important being is now or ever has been on the planet? Well, we're going back. Keep going down below that. Keep going below the mosquito.
Larvae.
A fly.
Further down.
Bee.
Keep going.
Plankton?
No, well, you're getting closer. No. Well, it's what's... Jennifer.
Hillary Clinton. Just kidding, Roberta.
The bacteria world. The world of bacteria is the most important thing to living beings on the planet. And it has the largest branches, the largest extension, the different types of bacteria that exist on this planet to allow everything else to exist, including human beings. Human beings are nothing, really. When you look at life on the planet, and what sustains life on the planet? It's bacteria. And the bacteria these are singular, they're amoeba-like, single cell, maybe triple four cells, 14 cells, not a lot of. They're very small. We have to have them in our bodies in order for us to be able to digest food and live.
Right. We need bacteria.
But the same things happen in the photosynthetic process and with all living things, whether it's trees, it makes no difference.
You know, it's at the top of the list
of
you and me, brother.
Yeah.
And sisters. Man. And monkeys.
I'm not so sure.
A bear.
Sometimes. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
And a horse.
Work. worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So here we are in the musical portion of this hour of the Good Day program, 23 and change after the hour. Let's go back to this week in 1985. The number one song was this group USA for Africa and We Are the World. Put together, was it 34 of the biggest names in music? Quincy Jones led them. I think this was a Michael Jackson production, if I remember correctly, wasn't it?
And Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, yeah.
Yes.
It raised $84 million in the course of a long weekend, and the money was used to buy things, and they sent all the food over, and it rotted on the docks in most of these African countries because the local political leadership didn't get their cut out of it, so they just let it sit and rot. It was really a bit. The song itself is a wonderful example of how, with a couple of dollars' work, you can really produce something fantastic. This is an anthem, as far as I'm concerned. Crank it up, Richie, will you please? See if we can pick out who's singing.
In the chorus.
That's the chorus of all.
Dan Aykroyd, Harry Belafonte.
Who's that?
Bob Dylan.
Yes. Great job.
Brother Ray.
It's one of those songs you can hear over and over again, and it still sounds cool. It's interesting to try to pick out the voices and stuff. All right, let's do that. All right, go ahead.
All of the Jacksons were in the chorus.
Yeah. It's Bruce, right?
Yeah, Stevie.
Yeah. They ever performed together, Roberta, on stage? Stevie Wonder, Bruce Springsteen? You'd know.
I don't believe so. So there might have been some jam at something, you know, someplace.
The Grammys or something.
Yeah, maybe the Grammys.
Roberta and I are going to see Stevie Wonder in, 2 weeks?
Yeah. But will he see you, Richie? That's the question.
You might.
All right. Next up, number one song this week in 1986, Falco. I never understood the timing of this. I mean, it's just another idea.
It's kind of rap rock.
Yeah, wasn't it wrapped around? It was wrapped around the movie Amadeus.
Amadeus Mozart. Yeah, the movie. I think you're right. All right, so that was number one this week. I tried to get Meredith Anderson going to Jazz Fest, and she wasn't interested in going.
No, she wasn't.
She first asked me about jazz. She said, you don't even like jazz. I said, no, there's a whole bunch of people. Then I sent her a whole list of people, and I don't know. I think we're busy or something going on, but I think it would be fun to go.
It's a misnomer, Jazz Fest.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of all American
music. Yeah.
Just not anything but.
Of that, number one song this week in 1987 is Starships. Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now. This is a great, great pop hit. Yeah, crank it up, Richard, please. Jefferson Airplane called, Jefferson Starship called Starship.
But I have to say it again, from the movie Mannequin.
Yeah, I remember.
I saw them in King's Dominion Amusement Park when I was 16 years old. With 38 Special.
We're going through some of the number one tunes in the 80s during this week. After Starship, we go to, let's see, that's 87. This week in 1988, Billy Ocean had the top spot.
Also from a movie. Can you name either the star or the name of the movie?
Eddie Rabbit. Eddie Murphy.
No, not him either.
I can't remember.
Okay, this was my girlhood crush, Corey Haim and Corey Feldman. And it was License to Drive.
The Coreys.
Yeah. Right. I love Corey.
All right, one more. This one's good.
Fine Young Cannibals, this week, 1989. She drives me crazy.
That's Doug's theme song to you, Roberta.
It is.
Yeah, right.
All right. The anthems are here on good day. 28 after.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have bags under your eyes, if your eyes are puffy every morning when you wake up, you have lines around your eyes, you just don't like the way you look, then call this number now, 800-543-9262, and order Genucel. Genucel is the product from Plant Stem Cell Technology that will treat your eyes and around your eyes to a feast of loveliness. Yes, 800-543-9262. Get you the look that you want almost overnight. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet, small lines, will disappear when you call 800-543-9262 and order Genucel. You'll be like lots of listeners who send me email and say, thank you, I didn't know this would really work. Of course it works. That's why I'm telling you to call 800-543-9262 and get rid of those bags and the puffiness around your eyes.
Hey there. You see that thing on top of your car? That's a metaphor for the strained, dirty deposits put on your engine. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Whoa, easy there, buddy. I'm excited too, but let's show a little restraint. That's better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. And those of you who have been to a baseball game may be interested in something I noticed by looking at a couple of the front page pictures of the pitcher's mound, the catcher's mound, and what you see this year that you didn't see last year. That is the protective netting that now has been required on all of the, in all the parks, 70 feet of home plate on either side, because was it last year or the year before? Several fans were hurt by
bats, flying bats,
and balls. And
can I tell you why I love this so much?
Why?
I am such a weirdo, and I am such a worrywart anxiety girl, that part of my fun is really taken away at a baseball game, and I love baseball. I love the sport, and I love going there. But I swear, watching a live baseball game, I get so nervous. Like, you hear that bat crack, and you're
bang!
Like, you have to look.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I have such a weird fear about the baseball coming and hitting me in the head while I'm gabbing.
Well, let me tell you something. You sit between first and third, you better be paying attention.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
I've caught a ball.
Did you catch a ball?
I caught a ball bare-fisted once, and man, let me tell you something, brother.
It hurts.
That'll leave a little sting.
Right. Brandon did that once, too.
My friend Brian had taken his daughter, who is only four, she's really a teeny tiny four-year-old, took her to the Dodger game last year, and a foul ball
Dodgers
came.
Dodgers only played one game last year?
Her to a Dodger game last year, and the ball came straight for her head, actually hit her in the head, but he was able to jam his hand in between her face and the ball to take off some of the sting. He broke his finger.
Yeah.
Nail was black. It fell off. It was
Okay, let's just think about it. Let's flash back a little bit to the beginning of the game in the, 1870s, when baseball first started and then it caught on around World War One. The catchers, or nobody ever used to wear any gear they had their hats. You look at the old pictures, even when I was a kid, oh, the catcher had a mask,
yeah,
and so the ump. But you go back to the 20s, my father played semi-professional professional baseball when he was in his early 20s, and they didn't have any of these protections, none, no gear. They had their uniform, and that was it. They didn't wear protective things when they were at bat. The catcher got whacked in the head all the time. Talk about concussions.
Yeah.
They didn't change that until much later.
They weren't throwing 100-mile-an-hour fastballs.
Now, how fast do you suppose they threw it then? 50, 60 miles an hour?
Maybe a little bit more. They'd probably get in the 70s. But, you know, now it's just with the technology of the ball and the technology of movement of the pitcher's body, they've really got it just dialed in, man.
Yeah, right. Okay, Roberto, would you like some time to make fun of Donald Trump's children because they can't vote in the primary? I figure I better give you a few.
It's real funny. Though. It's pretty funny. So go ahead, Roberto. Have
yeah, go ahead, Roberto. Come on. Help yourself.
Listen to Rich.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently they're not registered to vote in the state of New York.
Well, they're registered
That's
to vote.
It.
Yeah, they're just not registered not as Republicans, and you have to be registered
with the party.
Republicans,
that's what it is. Yes, yes, yes.
Which is really an affront. Why is it
ridiculous?
I've always objected to that too. Yes,
I think
absolutely.
It is. This country does more to stymie the vote, to get in the way of people voting. It ought to be a lot easier to vote, and but you should have proof
and
of
they
who
had
you
to
are.
Have been registered by October 6 months.
I know.
October.
So
who's got that in their mind and 6 months ahead?
And that's really hurting Bernie Sanders as well, because a lot of the people who would vote for him are registered as independents,
right.
So they can't vote in the Republican.
So why
it's such a scam? And
it
this is the thank you. This is the thank you to Donald Trump and the thank you to Bernie Sanders, because both of the guys have come up with creating this movement in this country, and they've put a big gigantic spotlight on how corrupt
on
and stupid
system
is.
The whole
and,
voting
you know,
system is
awful. I got into an argument the other day with someone who was telling me, well, those are the rules, and that's the rules of the game. And look, I get
it. Who set the rules? I didn't set the rules. Did you?
I get it. And, you know, Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz know these rules better than anybody, right?
Uh-huh.
They studied the rules. They know Hillary Clinton's coasting to a victory, even though she keeps losing in every state. She's still winning. Ted Cruz
delegates.
Is essentially grabbing delegates that don't belong to him.
They should be protesting thousands
of
people,
you know what,
every week should be protesting this, because it isn't one man, one vote. That's a lot of crap.
After Trump was no, it isn't. Well, it's not supposed to be one man, one vote.
Yes, it is.
No, it's impossible.
This is a representative.
One man,
no,
it's not. One man is every citizen in that district, being babies, you know, 8-year-old
one
kids.
One vote. One person who can vote ought to have the sway. This goes back to when Al Gore lost in 2000, and it's even before that
it's
and after
popular
that.
The vote versus the electoral college.
Yes, but right. Here's the thing about Trump's whining.
Delegates and all that baloney.
Trump has gotten only 37% of the vote, yet he has 45% of the delegates.
Mm-hmm.
So the system is actually helping him.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't understand it.
No, but you got to be a professional politician in order to make all this stuff work, which is even worse.
Yeah. The fact that you have to be registered 6 months before the election for a primary, that is crazy.
And can we talk about Colorado, since that's still kind of topical this week? I mean, the fact that Colorado decided to forego a traditional primary and not even let the people in the state pretend to vote, and instead just go into this delegate convention over the weekend where people were pushed out. I mean, yeah, you have to say Trump has to own the fact that he didn't study the rules ahead of time. But the reason people like him is because he's not a politician.
Yeah.
He's not one of the guys that knows how to make these kind of creepy deals. And it almost, I don't know if this will eventually backfire on someone like Ted Cruz, because he did know how to make those deals, or if it'll work out. I mean, he may very well be able to go into the convention and use everything he's learned to take it away from Trump.
Yeah. It's a bad situation. We ought not to be sitting still for it. This is a lousy system.
Bernie Sanders.
The whole thing with the Electoral College.
Everything
you know,
is bad.
If I was totally. Yeah.
If I were Bernie,
the repeal of the Voting
it.
Rights Act, I mean, it's taking the power away from the people. And what they've done is they're baffling them with BS. You know, if you can't amaze them with brilliance, baffle them with BS, well, that's exactly what's happening.
Like we've said it before.
They've created all of these
Electoral College.
All of these laws.
Right. The Electoral College, voter ID, redistricting, superdelegates.
It's all rigged.
It's all rigged,
yep, yep.
Man.
Yep.
What is it? You're a Democrat. The superdelegate is only a Democrat thing, and that's horrible.
I want to be president.
It's horrible.
Absolutely horrible. I want to be president.
I should be president. I'd straighten everything out real fast.
You and I, well, maybe we could be vice president and president. I'd be president.
I move to Cuba the day Roberta becomes president.
Yeah, they all say that.
I'd swim
she
there in a
Buick. The national anthem with Born to Run.
Exactly.
I'd fly a 55 Buick and swim to Cuba.
Do you know who Zahra Larry is? Z A H R A L A R I. She is very unusual in a number of different ways, but what is calling attention to her is that she, as a resident of the United Arab Emirates, has become the first Muslim figure skater to make history. She's going to go to the Olympics, and as a matter of fact, I think she... Well, I know. It's the Winter Olympics that's 2 years from now. This is the first time the UAE has participated in the Summer Olympics. And so now there's attention on these people and the way she dresses, a traditional Muslim garb. But looks like she has lots of passion for skating. You wonder how people become skaters in Middle Eastern countries because it's so hot. Where's the
indoor ice rinks?
Yeah, but how many of those are they?
Well, they're not skate on frozen ponds in Abu Dhabi.
No. But don't you think it's kind of cool? I mean, the thing that bothers me is that we're paying attention to her not because she's a good skater, but because she's Muslim.
Because she's got the headdress on and a skating.
Yeah, and that's why I brought it up. Yeah, it isn't the same, but she still is good, and I hope that she does well. It's really figure skating amazing. The strength you have to have in your legs. You know, your lower torso to be able to do some of that stuff. Wow. There's a lot of art to that. 43 past the hour on the Good Day program.
This report is brought to you by Kaplan University School of Business and Information Technology. Tax filing season is also tax fraud season. The Government Accountability Office reported the IRS paid out $5.8 billion in fraudulent tax refunds in 2013, with that number expected to triple this year. For the 60% of Americans who rely on tax professionals, the fight against fraud starts with a practitioner ready to delve in deep. This is why Kaplan University School of Business and IT offers advanced accounting degrees practitioners need to support their role as a trusted advisor. According to Kaplan accounting professor Monica Hubler, a tax preparer who's too quiet during the process should raise a red flag with clients.
Being a CPA is not just about crunching numbers. It's about protecting your clients by asking the hard questions. Professionals committed to being this first line of defense against tax fraud recognize the value of further developing their knowledge and skill base to know the right questions to ask and when.
For more, visit programs at kaplanuniversity.edu.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It just supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Free advice for better living. This is Doing What Works with host Maureen Anderson.
Doing what works can backfire if you start coasting. Executive coach Marshall Goldsmith doesn't coast.
When we're successful, we get trapped into just repeating what we're doing over and over again. When we get positive recognition, we're successful. Sometimes at the expense of doing stuff that in the short term doesn't pay off, but in the long term is going to make a huge difference in our lives. So I really started working on that myself, and I've used that now in my life a lot. So I keep trying to grow and write and do new and different things, as opposed to just be repetitive.
Do you have a bad habit you'd like to break? Is there someone at work or in your personal life who's causing you grief? Doing What Works offers help for these and many other life issues every day here on the radio. You can also find Doing What Works online at MaureenAnderson.com.
There may have never been a Roaring Twenties, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Right now, get two Croissan'wich breakfast sandwiches at Burger King, just $4. Restrictions apply. Brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. Yum, 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 yum. 46 after the hour. Good day.
You okay? What's happening?
I took himself with that Burger King spot.
I'm just thinking of all the things that are going on in the world. I was just looking at some of the trending stories that we have, whether it's DougStefan.com. There is all the various and sundry sites have trending stories. There is so much. Every day I look through all of this, and so do you, to find or try to find the things that will mean the most to the people who are listening to this program. And hopefully, for the most part, it's stuff that isn't going to be heard or discussed, at least in detail, on other programs. Because I want to give people a reason for listening here versus something else that might be around. Not only are our personalities unique and our ideas unique, but I want the conversation to be unique. And so I look around, and you think there's a trending. I've got Yahoo on, and what's trending at Yahoo? And how's that different from what's trending at Facebook? And maybe it's just what one might say is, okay, so the old school is on Yahoo. I don't even know that you can't say Facebook is kind of old school as well. So where is the most current or relevant trending information? There's so much information.
I think Twitter and Facebook. So yeah. Twitter maybe more than Facebook
What's trending on Twitter right now?
All right, let's look at Twitter. I went into
Rishi,
Facebook.
You had
while you're looking at Twitter, Facebook, a couple of the things that are trending. This British woman shared pictures of her before and after a panic attack.
I saw that too. That was trending.
It was really, really interesting.
If you have never had a panic attack, you don't know anything
about
it.
You don't want to have one.
It's really interesting. Awful. Gene Simmons is responding to NWA rapper Ice Cube's Hall of Fame induction speech, where NWA was a little bit so upset because when you get inducted, you usually perform. They didn't get a chance to. Megan Fox is pregnant with her third child. Also trending over on Facebook, Doug, did you see the video of the guy who broke into a Five Guys restaurant in the middle of the night so he could cook himself a burger?
I saw something about that out of the
really
corner of my eye.
Really funny. Yeah. Chris Pratt, whenever he shares a video of his very cute son, that always gets...
Chris Pratt is Captain America.
No,
who's that?
Chris Pratt was the guy in
Guardians
of the Galaxy. Oh, okay. Mark Harmon says NCIS will film at the White House with First Lady Michelle Obama being in it.
Really?
And let me see.
Are they going to do that for the season finale?
I guess.
And they're going to be right on top of it.
We've got to talk about Twitter because this is just way too good.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yeah.
All right, so right now trending on Twitter is Rachel Dolezal. You guys remember her?
Oh, yes. She's on Today Show this
morning. Right. I have no regrets.
The white girl that wants to be black from the
People are going bananas. Why is Rachel Dolezal trending? Yes. You know, all these memes have started. Well, apparently she's writing a book about racial identity, which is going to be wonderful. And she was on the Today Show. And then also trending is the hashtag Equal Pay Day. Today is Equal Pay Day, and you know, women catch up with men finally.
Yeah.
Stairway to Heaven is trending, which is sort of funny. And even though it's no longer Monday, Monday Motivation is still trending. So go figure on that.
All right, back up a little bit. What did you say before Monday Motivation? What was it?
Stairway to Heaven. They're in a copyright trial. Led Zeppelin founders Robert Plant, have to face trial in a copyright lawsuit over the song Stairway to Heaven.
Why?
because it's...
They think it's stolen.
They admitted sometime that they heard another song while writing that album. So now the person who wrote that song thinks they stole
baloney.
It.
Yeah. What happened to Scarafaggi or whatever it was that went after Coldplay? Did he ever get anything?
Joe Satriani?
Satriani.
I think he did.
I think they did do
something.
They
paid him off. Yeah. Anyway. So, see, there's all kinds of things. Roberta didn't have a chance to tell us what's trending with her.
I think she's a slumlord. Rent checks.
Yeah.
That's what's trending with her.
51 after the hour here on Good Day. There's still time to change the
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
After the hour, it's Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest buzz, maybe literally as well as figuratively. There were a couple of BuzzFeed employees who, I don't know if you saw this or not, wrapped rubber bands around a watermelon. It was the most ridiculous use of the Facebook new live video feature that you could imagine. And yet 800,000 people had nothing better to do with their time than watch the watermelon get blown up by the number of rubber bands.
I watched it after the fact.
You watched it too? Oh, my
no,
God.
No. See, it was a good decision. Well, I was just curious what it was because it was like the most popular thing that had been on Facebook Live. But it was 40 minutes long, so I just skipped to, you know, like the 39-minute mark and watched it explode, and then, you know, not really all that much happened. So good I'm God. Glad I didn't watch it live.
670 rubber bands it took to get the watermelon to explode. It doesn't just collapse. It explodes. And then people, yay, that is the dumbest thing. And people are so silly. Mark Zuckerberg, remember, made a lofty speech last week about how he could imagine citizen journalists using Facebook to share what's happening around the world. Yeah, there it is. A watermelon.
I mean,
explodes.
It is something that's happening.
That is. It's happening, all right. Yep, it's happening. In a moment, the feds and what's in the sky and how they can protect you or not from that technology. That's next year on Good Day.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future. Which is organic chem speak for? We figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. The parent company of the Daily Mail, the British newspaper, is in talks with private equity firms about a possible bid for Yahoo. Yahoo has set the 18th, which today is the 12th, so a week from yesterday, to get bids in. There are about 40 different firms who have expressed some kind of interest in Yahoo's business, either all of it or some of it. So I find that interesting, especially with the criticism that's come from the lady who has run it for the past year, who goes, "Ah, it's not a terrible job." And it appears that it's worth more broken up, and that was her idea. She was there to run the company for the stockholders, and this looks like a good play for the stockholders. Let's focus on spying from the skies and what's going on. I'm looking at some BuzzFeed news maps that were published last week showing more than 4 months of flights by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security. This is a real eye-opener. The investigation makes clear aerial surveillance by the feds is no longer a rare occurrence. They're all over the place. Remember, didn't we have this conversation, Kara, I think, on Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, when we understood how many of these things are floating around now, this technology being used to spy on us? Story in detail about the investigation into this. The feds, the lawmakers want to have the feds get a warrant before they use drones to spy on us. Story is at DougStephan.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.